Joining us in the studio this morning is Cook County Schools ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Jay.
And we had a board meeting last night. Lots of stuff happened, first of all.
Yep, we did, and it was a little bit long, but it was a good meeting.
Okay. And that, is that why you're rubbing the sleep out of you?
Yes, that's right. Okay. That's right.
Well, let's first of all, we have a contract.
We do. The CCEA contract was, we had some minor changes between the last meeting and this meeting, and the board did ratify that. The CCEA, Cook County Education Association, has ratified it, so we are good.
Good. And this was the first reading of a policy on weapons in the school, so give me an idea what that is.
Right. Every school in the state of Minnesota is required to have a weapons policy, and we have always had one in place, but we are doing a major review of all policies right now, and we are changing our weapons policy up. We will be adding, in addition to guns and knives and the typical weapons that obviously we do not want on campus, that includes hunting rifles in the back of a car. If you are carrying hunting weapons or hunting gear, such as, say, a buck knife or something like that, those items need to be off campus. And you're not to be in the parking lot or anywhere on campus with those. That also goes for those of you who may be carrying concealed weapon permits. We do not allow weapons on the Cook County School campus, and I just want to make that very clear. The other piece of that we're adding is what's called assaultive behavior. So items within the school that could be perceived as a weapon, such as, say a pair of scissors or a compass or something like that. If you use that to threaten someone, if it's a threatening act, then there could be consequences for that action as well.
Okay. Well, all right. Now, the one that everybody wants to hear about was the first reading of the open or closed school campus policy. How did the board go on that?
Well, we didn't actually get a full policy going, but what we did do is the board outlined parameters for the school district. And I don't know if you want a drum roll for those of seniors that weren't there. We did decide to have an open campus, which will only be for seniors. I know the juniors will be disappointed, but again, we're talking about safety, numbers of kids out and about. We feel very strongly that this is not a right, but a privilege that must be earned. For the incoming seniors, I hope that you have made it to class on time and things like that, because that's going to impact whether or not you're eligible for open lunch first quarter. So definitely work on that attendance behavior. Also want to applaud both the juniors and this year's sophomores and juniors for how they approached the board very respectfully. They pled their cases well. And I think that went a long way towards keeping lunch open for seniors.
Very good. Okay. There was a special meeting on Tuesday, and that had to do with the industrial arts.
Yep, we do have a special meeting upcoming this Tuesday at 7:45 a.m. And just want to mention that so nobody thinks there's anything major going on. But we did get an industrial arts candidate who accepted the position late yesterday. And we definitely want to get him under contract and not wait until mid-June.
Yeah, in as much as you're expanding his program.
Yeah, exactly right. We need him involved in that.
And somebody that probably anybody that's still walking around in Cook County these days knows has retired.
Yes, KB O'Neill is going to be leaving us. She has been with the district since 1976 in various capacities, sometimes part-time, sometimes full-time. We certainly appreciate her service.
Okay, well, good luck to KB.
Jay, can I mention one more thing?
Sure, quick? You can.
We also had a language arts presentation last night on curriculum, and just want to really applaud the language arts department for a wonderful presentation. They definitely did a ton of research looking at what we can do to increase the rigor and quality of English. And, of course, our departments have always been strong in that area. But these folks really spent a lot of time just taking us to the next level, and the board will be considering their request in June.
Okay. Beth Schwartz is the superintendent of ISD 166, and as I understand it, you're off to graduate a senior.
I am. I'm headed down to Cottonwood. Elijah is graduating from high school this evening, and a little graduation reception tomorrow. Excited about that. And
well, among many who are graduating this year, and good luck to all of them. Thanks very much, Beth.
Thanks, Jay.